is TechStrong TV.
I'm Bonnie Schneider for TechStrong TV. Well, the increase in extreme weather events due to climate change has resulted in a rise in emergency situations, requiring first responders to handle a greater number of calls. In Boston, Massachusetts, for example, one recent paper found a 9% increase in local emergency medical service dispatches on warm season days that had a daily maximum temperature of at least 90 degrees. And on a national scale in the U.S., fire department responses are reported to be nearly 65% called for medical emergencies versus fires. So the demand, unfortunately, for these emergencies is on the rise. And in response to this demand, RedOS SOS, a private SOS service, has developed a single-button solution for sending fire, medical, or police help to your exact location in an emergency without voice activation. Today, I'm excited to be joined by Dr. Shubh Basu, co-inventor and product advisor of Red SOS, joining me on TechStrong TV. And now we're going to discuss how this app is helping to reduce emergency response times and its impact on the tech industry as a whole. Dr. Shubh, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you, Bonnie. Thank you so much for having me here.
Can you tell us a little bit about your background and how you got started with Red SOS?
Absolutely. So my background, I have been working in the tech industry for almost 25 years been through, different technology stacks you can think of, have worked in different kind of application, whether it ranges from automotive application or consumer application, B2B applications, both in the hardware and software. So product building is my passion helping combine technology with the practical life problems is a passion that drives me and drove me to partner up with my partner, Sam Manson, who happens to be also a veteran in the Air Force. And he and I struck together, brought in different experiences and the need for having technology to solve one of the very critical items, which is address safety, personal safety. That's how we founded this company. And we have been there since 2015.
That is really fascinating. And your timing is perfect, unfortunately, because we're seeing an increase in emergency events. So how does Red SOS help to streamline emergency response, especially in the cloud environment? Many of our viewers of TechStrong TV work in a cloud native and they're in DevOps and they're interested in that technical angle.
Absolutely. So look, technology has done, evolution in technology has actually helped us to solve critical problems, right? Whether it is, we always know that data is king, communication is king, and, cloud infrastructure and how it has helped in kind of, making this applications more robust, more universally available, anytime, anywhere, 24/7 without any human intervention. Like these are the kind of things that really the overall, people's lives have been benefiting from technology evolution. Red SOS is not an exception from that perspective. We have ridden on the technology stack, the innovations that have happened, whether you talk about communication technologies, the advent of smartphone today, 245 million users, roughly 85% of US adults carry a smartphone always. And people use on an average around 5 hours. They are carrying and using their smartphones. These are statistics as latest as this year. So very clear that the advent, we didn't want to reinvent the wheel when it came to infrastructure needs. We didn't want to load people up with more number of gadgets and devices, which we have done in certain aspects where it is absolutely necessary. When it came to emergency response, our fundamental principle is this. There are 240 million approximately calls that are made to 911 in a year. The 911, we boast in the US about one of the best, possible lifeline that is available to all of us, but they are also inundated. And think about people. People, when they come to them, when you pick up a 911 call, you spend a good, anywhere between 6 to 15 minutes, you never know, in an emergency situation, having to articulate where you are, what are you doing, who you are, etc. Our objective, our basic principle is to shave away that time, the response time. And therefore, we built a completely integrated system using, of course, a cloud-hosted software platform using, of course, a pre-filled in, already we know the user, our subscriber base who are actually riding on our platform. You don't have to spend this 10, 15 minutes to explain who you are. We have used GPS technology, which is also a great event, right? Evolution that has happened there. So precise locations are transmitted, and precisely who you are and what kind of emergency you're looking for is done through only tap of one button. So the idea is we are shaving away really very critical, like, you know, almost 4 to 5 or 6 minutes from offering you a personal emergency response, which is done through a private team that we have who are only looking out for you. This is probably the most vital value proposition that we bring to the to our consumer base.
That does sound that way. But what were the challenges that you faced when you were creating this app, and especially in development? How did you overcome them?
Yeah, that's a great question. So obviously, you know, we ride on the passion that, you know, we are going to build something from scratch. However, the very important thing on product strategy and product development is we need to listen to the voice of the customer. So we believe in practical innovation, Bonnie. Which means that, you know, of course, there are things in certain spaces where you have to be out there for 10 years down the line, something might be mainstream. Here, we are dealing with a problem which is mainstream today. So we wanted to hear the voice of our customers. And to that extent, we had been in the security, you know, prevention aspect of the business. We have built hardware products earlier, which we had, you know, we have around 1 million customers, for example, on that. We heard the voice of those customers, what they need in emergency response. I'll give you an example. One of our subscribers, they are so sticky to our product. They consider us so much of a lifeline that one day the network, internet network in their community was down. And she could not see one feature in our app, which is called a smart check-in. It's a non-emergency daily check-in feature. She came back to us asking that, is everything right? Since this is how much people depend on us, basically on everyday safety for themselves. We listened to these voices. That was one of the primary aspect and inspiration of how we define the feature set of this product. Idea was that we have to make things, at least on the onset, usability-wise, the most simple way to activate. No voice required. No texting required, just tap a button in emergency, whether you are not a native English speaker or whether you are, you know, having a heart attack, nobody should have go through that, but things happen. You should be able to tap a button and that's all you need to do within, and the help is on the way. When with this principle, then we looked at the most appropriate tech stack. We talked about shaving away time. How do we do it? It has to be a fully autonomously working system right from the tap. There are 3 or 4 different things that are communicating with each other. One of them is obviously the app infrastructure, which is riding on the latest and greatest, you know, operating system or the phone infrastructure that is evolving every year, right, with these new releases. We have to be mindful of that. We have to incorporate the best features. At the same time, be careful about the backward compatibility with the previous version or previous operating systems which users might have. Second thing is on the cloud stack itself. What is the best way that we can have a distributed cloud architecture? We can have, let's say there is an emergency that breaks out in a city. How do we deal with those peak events without having the system to slow down? So performance of this whole system to be irrespective of what kind of a demand or peak demand it might happen, users will get exactly the same kind of experience. One tap activation and help is on the way. Our monitoring stations, people who are trained completely using this, you know, software platform, as well as know how to respond to the emergency exactly in a way. So it's a connection of 3 or 4 different systems that is happening autonomously with one tap activation. So we address the stack, the architecture from that way top down.
So how does Red SOS ensure the safety and privacy of users' personal information during these emergency situations?
Excellent question, Bonnie, because this is obviously top of our concern, right? Every user has it. First of all, this is not an app that is actually tracking you on a daily basis. So first thing that we need to take care of, you know, we are mindful of all the GDPR compliance, issues or requirements that are there. Every data that a user saves with respect to emergency response when they need it is saved with the user's consent right up front. Every other data that is not needed, for example, a real-time location tracking, we do not do that. You only share locations when you activate in an emergency or when you are testing the app. We do not save those locations either. Emergency responders like the fire, medical, and police needs to get your real-time mapping. That's where the 21st century evolution on that system works. Even if you are on the run, they need to get your data. All of these stack selections that we do are extremely mindful of the privacy concerns of users. Number two is, thanks to the industry's adoption, right, on the, you consider, let's say, the platforms that where we host our apps, we have to go through every release which a review of these privacy policies. And we would not be able to release it without prior information of any of this privacy. If we by chance want to share data, for example, they will review it and they will probably reject it. The third aspect is that, you know, this is a continuous process. We have to stay on top. If anything changes, users need to be informed about anything that is changing. And we do not intend to save any data through our application.
Can you speak to the impact that Red SOS has had on the field of emergency response and personal safety? What kind of feedback have you gotten from people that work in that industry?
Absolutely, absolutely. So a few changes, the glaring changes that have happened. Number one, I was telling you that an example is that somebody is on the run. They are not static in their home location, right? In that case, you think about it that, you know, when we used to call 911 and you have to give the location that you are at your home or you are in a certain address or nearest location, et cetera, et cetera. Today, our app provides a real-time location. All a person has to do, meaning whether it is first responders first, as well as your own contacts that get notified. They don't need to have an app. They just get a text message. They click on a link and they can see that where you are on the move, right? A very important event that has happened, which is that, you know, emergency, no matter where you are, you get a real-time update of location. This itself has helped tremendously. Second is because of the availability of this precise GPS location, let's say you are not at home, you are somewhere away completely. I can't send a police responder, for example, from your hometown when you are away. So finding out precisely at that location what is the nearest responder can help tremendously shaving away that response time, right? And instead of going through a common dashboard and a common operator who is taking the call, trying to understand all the situation, it's a huge impact helping to reduce this response time. And there is one other aspect, Bonnie, if I might touch upon, is during the COVID times, we saw this need when we were actually not being in close contact with several of our relatives, our grandparents, our parents, et cetera, or children and so on. So smart check-in is such a feature in our app, actually, which allows you to, without necessarily calling, texting, or doing anything, it's a feature where you can just tap on a button. The app itself reminds you to tap on a button, and your nearest contact is going to know that you are safe that day, right, or that week, whichever frequency you choose.
Yeah, I think that would be helpful, especially when people have trouble reaching people by phone and things like that in the event of an emergency. Is Red SOS available on all platforms right now?
Yes, it is available on Android and iOS. So both platforms support Red SOS.
Well, Dr. Shubh Basu, co-inventor and product advisor for Red SOS, thank you so much for joining me on Tech Strong TV. We're looking forward to hearing more about Red SOS and how it's helping those stay safe in the event of an emergency. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Bonnie. Thanks for having us. Bye-bye.
Sure. Well, stay with us on Tech Strong TV. We're going to have a lot more coming up.